everyone around Meteor.
Bruja Lupe and I are mother and daughter. And I am enough of a daughter to her to know that, at this moment, she is seething. Our last appointment of the day is 23 minutes late. A gringa, no doubt. The gringos are always the latest, assuming we have all day to wait. People can make any jokes they want about Mexicans being late, but anyone like us knows better than to show up late to see a curandera. When the knock at the door does come, it comes 45 minutes late. Bruja Lupe will show the woman no mercy. She huffs over the tablecloth and candles while I answer the front door. The woman looks me up and down. She is so thin, her nails so neatly manicured, that I can't help wondering if she's looking at my soft arms and bitten down cuticles. "Are you the witch?" she asks. I shake my head and lead her inside, where a glaring Bruja Lupe gestures for the woman to lie down on our repurposed dining room table. "Yeah, I don't have a lot of time," the woman says, dropping her purse on the table, wrinkling the cloth I pressed this morning. I try not to gasp. She's using the table where Bruja Lupe does our remedios like a hat rack. Bruja Lupe gives a placid smile. "No, no mercy at all. I just need to know what color to dye my hair for my reunion," the woman says. "My ex is gonna be there, and I need him to suffer." Bruja Lupe looks at me, and I try not to sigh. What a waste. Doesn't this woman have a better question to spend her money on? "Look into my daughter's eyes," Bruja Lupe pushes me forward. "And we will find the answers, for this child holds the heavens within her." Leave it to Bruja Lupe to use poetry to tell our secrets without telling our secrets. By now, I've seen enough movies to understand I'm not what anyone would expect of a girl who shares blood with the stars. They'd expect thin, fragile, with hair of pale gold or silver and eyes as light as the out-of-this-world motel pool. Not a rounded-out girl with skin the color of desert rock. My hair so brown that indoors it looks black. My eyes as dark as our deep-stained dresser. I count this as a singular lack of imagination on the part of all those movies. Girls like me don't all look the same, any more than stars do. The woman gives a solemn nod. She slouches to gaze into my eyes, as though they might swirl like pinwheels, or like I might shake my head like a magic eight ball, a different answer showing up in each iris. Bruja Lupe begins to hum, and then screech, like she's possessed by a spirit. She grabs her prop scarves, the ones she never uses, except for clients who have thoroughly pissed her off, and throws them in every direction. The woman's eyes widen at the flying cloth, while Bruja Lupe lets her own roll back into her head. Then finally, she wails, "Platinum blonde!" It's an unfeeling choice. This woman's eyes and skin are so pale that with such light hair, she'll have little color at all. When the woman pays and tips us, leaving with a teary, "Thank you," I almost consider following her into the parking lot and saying so. But I let the woman leave. We have to pay rent somehow. Only soon, Bruja Lupe is going to have to do it without me. The front door clicks shut. "Was that really necessary?" I ask. "Who's the mother here?" Bruja Lupe asks, pulling the cloth off the table, blowing out each of the candles she lit for absolutely no reason. "You? Or me?" Why Bruja Lupe got to be the older one, and thus in charge, I'll never know. One theory is that I'm just slower at everything, including making a girl out of myself. Another is that the stuff I am made of spooled off a young star, while the star stuff that became Bruja Lupe is steady as an iron core, molten and metal. Whatever the reason, it's always struck me as highly unfair that she got to skip being my age entirely, and I have to spend 4 years at Meteor Central High. To everyone here in Meteor, I am 15 years old.